Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula Gordon. Our guest believes there's a spirit of history. He says it leads ordinary people to do extraordinary things, to move humankind forward. Our guest is John Lewis, one of the most courageous leaders of America's civil rights movement, and now he's a congressman. John Lewis grew up poor in rural Alabama. While still a teenager, he put his life on the line over and over in nonviolent sit-ins and freedom rides in Mississippi prisons, and perhaps most memorably, on the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. John Lewis believes the spirit of history called him and calls us all to overcome our fears, to accept each other in spite of our differences.
I think that's what it's all about, and I believe we can and must make that great leap. And sometimes you step out there. Sometimes you don't know where it's going to lead because you don't have a blueprint or roadmap, but you go anyway. You step out on faith. You keep moving. Keep moving your feet. And you take others with you as you move. And I think that's where we're going as a nation, as a people, as a world community.
John Lewis has represented Georgia's 5th District in the United States House of Representatives since 1987. He now exerts the same leadership in Congress that made him a powerful force during nonviolent civil rights sit-ins in the late 1950s and early 60s, as president of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, during the March on Washington in 1963, and when he led the Selma March that culminated in the Voting Rights Act of 1965. John Lewis calls his memoir of his years in the movement, Walking with the Wind. He joined Bill Russell and me at the Commerce Club in Atlanta to talk about where we've been and where we are going. Congressman John Lewis, we talk lots on this show about living in a time of great change. And I usually think of that in terms of technology. I think about all the stuff that speeds things up and the computers and all. But as I read your book, I had a renewed sense that the time of great change in which we live is driven by great ideas. You've lived some of those great ideas. Does it feel that way to you? Do you feel like you've been in the midst of a time where great ideas just took hold of you and took you forth?
I feel very much like I lived during a period when I have been more than lucky, but really blessed to be picked up, lifted up, by what I like to call the spirit of history.
The spirit of history. Now, is that like a religious sense for
Well,
you?
For those of us who might be religious, it could be religious. But I think it is something just maybe in the universe that tend to track one down and say, you must act, you must stand. So you don't have many resources. You don't have any money. You don't have the new technology like we didn't have it back then, but you have your being, you have your bodies, and you must use your bodies as living witness to the truth.
You talk a lot about the spirit of history, and that's a very important idea. It makes me wonder where the spirit of history is today. What's it doing? Where is the spirit?
I would like to think that the spirit of history is still moving, that it is still bringing people together to create what some of us used to call, and I still call, the beloved community. The idea of a world community at peace with itself.
One of the great ideas that it seemed to me was emerging in the course of you telling the story of your life is that people can get along, people who are different from each other. Now, this is not such a new idea. This is an ancient idea, but we seem to regularly lose track of that. Isn't that fairly fundamental to what the spirit of history is helping nudge us toward, that people who are different can get along?
I believe that it is so basic. It is so in keeping with that spirit, with that concept, that we can get along, that we can live together. During those early years, I had an opportunity to study the great religions of the world, to study the philosophy of love and nonviolence, to study what Gandhi attempted to do in South Africa, what he did and accomplished in India, to study Thoreau and civil disobedience. This whole idea of moving toward community, not chaos, not conflict, but community.
Over and over again, as you told your story, you talked about the things the times in which you did not feel fear. It is really striking to me that you have lived through some of the most violent times that America has experienced at home. And yet, over and over again, the fear that is endemic to the species did not own you. How did that come to be?
Well, as a human being and as a person, you come to that point where you lose that sense of fear. When I was growing up in rural Alabama during the 40s and the 50s, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my great-grandparents would tell me, don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. Don't get arrested. Don't go to jail. It's bad. It's not good. And the first time I got arrested, I felt free.
Free?
I felt liberated. I felt like I had crossed over. And I lost that sense of fear. I said, if I can get arrested and go to jail, there's nothing left for me to fear.
Our guest is Congressman John Lewis, who has been in the midst of the great movements of America for all of his life, starting since 1940. He is our guest on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell is with me here at the Commerce Club with guests, and we're going to be back in just a moment. We hope that you will be too.